A word for you from Mark chapter 10, verse 41. And when the 10 heard it, they began to be indignant at James and John. What were they indignant about? Well, James and John had just said to the Lord, "Give us, Lord, whatever we ask of you." In other words, "Do us a favor, Lord. We want you to answer us." Even before they had asked the question, they demanded a yes, like little children saying, "Dad, say yes, say yes," before the dad even knows what the request is. But they didn't come in a childlike fashion, they were childish. But we find here that the other disciples were just the same. They were in the same boat, and here we find them indignant. They were cheesed off. They were upset because James and John had said, "Lord, grant us the right to sit next to you on your right and on your left." You see, they felt that they were cousins of the Lord because of their mother Salome being a sister of Mary, and that they deserved special status. And so when the 10 heard it and they were indignant at James and John, one would hope that they were indignant because this was a cheeky question. How dare they ask the Lord such a thing? They were out of touch. And that, in other words, they were rebuking them for their sinful attitude. No, it wasn't. The 10 were indignant because James and John got there first. You see, they also wanted position. They were just as susceptible to wanting favors of the Lord and position in the kingdom. It shows that they did believe that Jesus was the king and that he had a kingdom. But they were indignant because they were just as out of touch with the Lord as James and John were. You see, they were thinking about position. And if you read further on, Jesus then speaks all about what it means regarding position. How often we find the disciples of the Lord, the chosen disciples of the Lord, completely out of tune with Christ. We find it, for instance, with the feeding of the 5,000. Remember that just before the boy was, when he gave the 5 bread and the 2 fish, the disciples had said, "Lord, send them away." In other words, they need to go and eat. They can find themselves some food. The Lord said, "No, you feed them." They had their own way of thinking. They were the same disciples, all of them, who had said, "Lord, send that Canaanite woman away. She's making a noise," speaking about a demon-possessed daughter. But no, the Lord said, "Come to me. Come, I want to speak to her." And you know the wonderful story of how then, very soon after tempting her in a way with his words of finding out exactly what she wanted, the Lord, in his compassion, answered her. But the disciples didn't have the same compassion.